"Why, the cart box, to be sure," replied the boy, taking the cup half filled with water in one hand and the hollow iron in the other. "Then you think this iron is heavier than as much water would fill the place of it, do you?" resumed Locke.
"Why, yes, as heavy again, and more, too. I know it is," promptly said the boy.
"Well, sir, now mark what I do," proceeded the former, dropping into the cup the iron box, through the hollow of which the water instantly rose to the brim of the vessel. "There, you saw that water rise to the top of the cup, did you?"
"Yes, I did."
"Very well. What caused it to do so?"
"Why, I know well enough, if I could only think. Why, it is because the iron is the heavier, and as it comes all around the water so it can't get away sideways, it is forced up."
"That is right. And now I want you to tell what makes that smoke rise up the chimney."
"Why, I guess," replied the boy, hesitating, I guess I don't know."
"Did you ever get up in a chair to look on some high shelf so that your head was brought near the ceiling of a heated room in winter? And did you notice any difference between the air up there and the air near the floor?"